It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, how are you? Good. Here we are together. I was walking down the street. I thought, oh boy, my friend will probably be there. When I came through the door, there you were waiting for me. Got two boxes to show you. And when I tie one more shoe. Now these shoes have feet in them. And these shoes are empty. Now one of these boxes is empty and one is full. Can you guess which one? This one's yellow and this one's green. Could you tell which one might be empty and which one might be full? It's hard to tell, isn't it? Well, this one is very light. And no jiggle. This one is pretty heavy. All right, which one is empty and which one is full? Okay, let's check. Empty. Full. Full of buckeyes. Have you ever seen buckeyes growing on a tree? On a horse chestnut tree? Some of them have little prickly things on the outside. Well, they all do. Until they come out. And then that prickly cover comes off. And underneath is that nice, smooth horse chestnut. And a beautiful color, and it feels so good. When I was a boy, I liked to collect these. So I still have a whole box full of them. Okay, now we'll try a little something. If I take the buckeyes in the green box and put them into the yellow box, which box is going to be empty and which one is going to be full? Oh, I dropped one. I'll pick it up in just a minute. All right, now we try it once more. If I take the buckeyes from the yellow box and put them in the green box, now which one's empty and which one's full? Good for you. All right. Very light yellow box. Heavy, full green box. Now there's something in the kitchen that we can do empty and full with. Pick this one up. And I'll be right with you. Is that glass empty or full? Empty. Okay. Now let's put some water in it. Now, is it empty or full? Right.
Four.
Now, is it empty or full? Yeah, empty. Nothing in it, so it's empty. I like playing games like that with you. In fact, I just like to be with you. I like to be alone with you once in a while. Just you and I together. Just for once. Just for once. Just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's be alone. With nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that, sit down, get up. No, 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 nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once, just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's play alone. With nobody else to build us a house with a garden. And no, no, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once, just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's stay alone. And you'll be the only one with me, and I'll be the only one with you. You'll talk with me, I'll talk with you. Just we two. Nobody else but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once. Sometimes I like very much just for you and I to be together. The two of us. And sometimes it's fun to have guests too. That sounds like somebody knocking. Let's go see. Yes? Who might it be? Who might... Why, it's Mr. McFeely.
Oh, busy day, Mr. Rogers.
Hi,
busy
Mr.
day,
McFeely.
Busy day. I've just been over at the neighborhood of make-believe, and I just stopped by to say hello. You know, a doctor and Mrs. Platypus are moving in today.
Oh, that's right.
And Officer Clemens is helping, and so is Nurse Miller.
Oh, good, Mr. McFeely. I bet you've been a help, too.
Oh, yes, it's been a very busy day. I've been helping them. Now I'm on my way to some other errands.
Mr. McFeely, do you like Buckeyes?
I certainly do. I certainly do.
Would you come with me just a minute?
All right, just a few minutes here today. Minutes.
In this box are Buckeyes, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, so they are, so they are. I used to collect them when I was a child.
Well, so did I, and I thought maybe you might like some.
I would. I'll give them to my grandchildren. That's what I'll do.
Good. Well, why don't you have one for each pocket? How many pockets?
One, two, three.
Three pockets.
Already, I'll take one for this pocket. One.
You choose which ones you want.
And one for this pocket. That makes two, and another one for this pocket over here, and that makes three. All righty.
Three Buckeyes, Mr. McFeely.
And I'll give them to my grandchildren. I should scurry off now, Mr. Rogers. It's been a very busy day.
I'm sure it has.
All righty, and I thank you very much.
Excuse me.
I'll just go right up here, and on. We'll see you later.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely's a busy man, isn't he? But he has some Buckeyes now for his grandchildren. Yeah. You see, he liked to collect them, too, when he was a little boy. Let's look for the telescope. It must be time for the trolley. Oh, I forgot. Here's an empty drawer. I cleaned this out. Yeah. Nothing in it. See? Nothing in it but four little pins. Let me see. No, it's not in there. Oh, there's a full drawer. Do you see the telescope in it? Uh-huh. There it is. Telescope. Do you think it's time for the trolley? Why don't we look and see? Because maybe we'll get to see Dr. and Mrs. Platypus again today. Look and see to Daniel's clock. There it is. Ticking and talking. There's the mound. museum go round, an Exus tree in Henrietta's house, the factory, and the trolley coming, there you are, trolley. Come on in to see us, trolley. Hi, trolley. How are you? I wanted to show you some buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
You like them?
Yeah.
They come from trees.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might like to see them. They're in a green box that shakes.
Yeah.
I hear that the platypuses are moving in today. Good. Well, we'd very much like to come and see them. And Mr. McFeely said that Nurse Miller's there, too. Oh, good. Well, would you take us into the neighborhood of make-believe, please? In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
There surely are a lot of things, I tell you. I hope there aren't too many more, Officer Clemens.
Well, let's see now, X. One, two, three, four. There are four more packages left.
Four. Well, my tree's almost full. I'll just take one and see if I can find a place for it.
Well, let's see. Oh, I'll give you this one. Here, do you think you can find room for this one?
Yeah, that's a good one. I sure will. I think maybe I could find a place right down here on the left in the roots here.
Okay. Oh, moving, moving, moving. Oh, how many more do we have to go, Officer Clemens?
Well, there are three more left, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, three more? I just don't know where we'll put them.
Well, let's see. How about if I take this one and put it up here on this branch?
Oh, just like no, dear, dear, no. I think that one's Dr. Bill's bagpipes. That would never, never do.
Hello, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh,
Officer
hello.
Clemens.
Hello, Nurse Miller. Are those more supplies to go inside?
Oh, no, these are medical supplies.
Oh, they'll never, never fit. The tree's already full. The poor owl hardly has any room to perch.
Well, I thought I'd take these over to the pond where Dr. Frog used to keep his things.
Well, I think that would be a great idea, don't you?
Oh, yes, that's a Bill, great idea.
Well, Mrs. Platypus, you were just saying, before Nurse Miller came, that this was Dr. Bill's bagpipe.
Yes, and he's mighty proud of it.
Oh.
You see, his great-great-grandpa was a Highlander by the name of Alexander Mackenzie Mackay, and he gave it to him years and years ago.
Oh, yes, and Dr. Bill plays it very well, too.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get to hear him play it sometime soon.
Oh, you'll be hearing him someday. He can play it Bill, well, I'll tell you. Do you play any instrument, Officer Clemens?
Oh, no, I don't play any instruments at all, Mrs. Platypus, but I do sing.
Oh, would you please? I just love the singing voice.
Why, I'd be delighted. I'll sing something especially for you.
Oh, how flattering.
We welcome you today. We know you'll like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you today. And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I like this neighborhood better and better every minute. Oh, thank you so much for all your help, friends.
Well, you just call us whenever you need us, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, I will. I certainly will. Well, goodbye.
So long.
You know, I really did like that welcoming song of yours, Officer Clemens.
Well, thank you.
Would you like to teach it to me?
Yes, I'd be delighted.
Good.
Well, it starts out in the beginning. We welcome you today, and we know you like our neighborhood. We welcome you today. We hope that you will stay. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll sing first, and then you sing after me.
All right.
Okay?
We welcome you today. We know you'll like our neighborhood.
We welcome you today. We hope you like...
No, no. It's we know you like our neighborhood.
We welcome you today. We know you like our neighborhood.
And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
We welcome you, we welcome you,
we welcome you today.
And hope that you will stay.
We welcome you today.
We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you today. And hope that you will stay.
We welcome you. Oh, Dr. Bill.
Hello.
I would like you to meet Officer Clemens.
How do you do, Dr.
Well,
Bill?
Well, I'm Bill, glad to meet you, Officer.
He's been helping you move.
Well, I'm Bill, grateful to you, Officer.
Well, we patrolmen are always glad to be helpful when we can.
Officer Clemens, do you think we might be able to sing that welcome song for Dr. Bill?
Well, I think that'd be a great idea. We sang it for his wife, and now we'll sing it for him.
All right. Dr. Bill, Officer Clemens has made a song. And he just taught it to me. And I wonder if we might sing it for you together.
Oh, that would be delightful. I'd be Bill, glad to hear it.
We welcome you today. We know you like our neighborhood. And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
We welcome you, we welcome you,
we welcome you.
Well, now that is a bonny welcome, a Bill, bonny welcome. When I get my pipes unpacked, you'll have to come back and we'll make some music together.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think I have your bagpipe right here. In here.
Oh, beautiful. I've been looking everywhere for them. Oh, thank you for my pipes. I must get my pipes tuned up very soon someday.
You're very welcome. Well, I'm afraid now I must be getting back to my neighborhood. So long.
Bye-bye, oh, Officer Clemens.
Goodbye.
It was nice singing with you.
Oh, what a voice.
Same goes to me, Nurse Miller.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Oh, you have lovely people around here, Nurse.
Oh, I knew you'd like it, Dr. Bill.
Oh, and as soon as we get some holes dug, we'll be able to have a real home.
I guess, X, the owl's tree is pretty full by now.
Oh, it is, and I suggest you bring the medical supplies back here, and we'll put them behind the pond for safekeeping.
Yes, Doctor. It's going to be fun to set up a health station again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Dr. Bill.
Oh?
I hear the trolley. I haven't seen him in such a long time. Do you think I just might take a little bit of time off now and go and see it?
Oh, you do that, and then you come back when you've finished. I'll get to work here myself.
Hi, trolley. Oh, am I ever glad to be back in the neighborhood. And to see you especially. And you know what I've been doing? I've been helping the platypuses move. And I've been setting up a new health station with Dr. Bill. Oh, there's always a warm welcome in the neighborhood of make-believe. Even from the trolley. Bye-bye, trolley.
There was a good welcome, wasn't it? New people coming to the neighborhood. And so people sing them. We welcome you today. We know you'll like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. Officer Clemens is a good teacher for that song, isn't he? He taught Nurse Miller and she sang it very well too. And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. Telescope. Up. Down. and into the empty drawer. I think I'll put it in the empty drawer. Now it won't be so empty. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something that isn't empty. A full wastebasket. Why don't we take it out to the garbage can out in the yard? Okay? Come along. Let's see if the garbage can is empty or full. What do you think? Good. All right. Now this is full, but we'll... make it empty. There. Hi, there's Officer Clemens. Come on over, Officer Clemens.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi to you.
Hi.
Great, how are you?
Just fine.
Won't you come in with me a minute?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm off duty for a few minutes.
Good, great. Saw you in make-believe.
Oh, busy helping people move in. Busy, boy. Lots of work to be done.
I know. I've got some cake and milk in the kitchen. Would you have some with me?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Good. Have a seat, sir.
Thank you. I'll put my hat right here.
Great. I think the platypuses will like the place, don't you?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Just a little time, it'll begin to feel like home.
Right. You like milk?
Yes, I do. Mmm, chocolate cake.
Yeah? With yellow insides.
That's my favorite kind of cake.
I like it, too.
Would you like a napkin, Mr. Rogers?
Thank you.
There you are.
How about you be the one to cut the pieces, will you? There's a knife there.
Okay. I'll move the milk so I don't spill it.
All right.
Do you want a large or a small piece?
Medium.
Medium?
Please.
Okay. There.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They were lucky to have you help them move.
Oh, I'm always glad to be helpful, Mr. Rogers. And they're such nice people.
See how you like it.
Mmm. Delicious.
Good. Do you like cake and milk? Mm-hmm. I do too. Do you ever get stuff like this down at the police station?
Once in a while we do. If we get hungry, we can take a small break.
You know, my great-grandmother said you ought to eat very slowly. She said you ought to take 1 hour for a glass of milk. That's a long time to
eat. Well, I don't have that much time.
No.
Eat a piece of cake.
Could I see your hat a minute?
Yes, you may.
I like that hat. Police. You see that word police there? P-O-L-I-C-E. I remember one of the first times I met you, we talked about your badges. You finished already.
Yes, I did. Now I don't feel so empty on the inside.
Sometimes you do feel empty when you're hungry, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And sometimes after you've had a great big meal, you feel filled up.
Mr. Rogers, I see by my watch I should be getting back on duty.
You have to go?
Yes, I'm afraid I do. I really had a nice time.
Thanks for stopping.
Thank you for the milk and cake.
You're very welcome. Come anytime.
I think I'll just go out this way. It'll be closer to the station.
Fine, Officer Clement.
So long.
Good to see you, as always. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good friend, Officer Clements. Yeah, I better finish mine. Some people eat faster than others. I guess. guess I eat slowly.
Good.
Empty glass, full glass. Full glass, empty glass. It's good to have that little bit of time with Officer Clem. Time alone. Just the way I like time alone with you. We'll talk with you, you'll talk with me. Just we two. Nobody else but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once. We two together. That's what we've had today, and that's what we'll have tomorrow. You and I. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You're mighty special. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.